Hello, everybody. We have a special topic today. Sans Maeda. What do you have to say about this, Frisk? So we are going through the Sans Maeda Google search right now. Frisk is very upset with me, and I'm very happy about that.
You are going through the Sans Maeda search. I'm looking up Fangamer plushes.
I think that Sans Maeda is good. I think it's important. I think we need it in our society.
I don't think we do.
Sans deserves to get pegged.
And that's the end of the podcast, everybody! Good fucking night!
Okay, I think the whole Sans and Komaya culture is really funny. Look at this picture! Look, he's Gary!
Sans doesn't fuck! He's a skeleton!
You've never, you can rattle his boners, dude.
He doesn't have genitals.
Hear me out. Okay, the picture I mentioned earlier is, it's Sans just a SpongeBob, and Komaya is lying in his underwear on the ground.
I know that he is, I know, some of the in-game facts of the, horrible little things that you have told me that he does.
Like the children, and that he's gay.
And that he can't make a fucking smoothie. and that he accidentally bombed a school, but, so I don't particularly have anything against Komaya as a person, I guess. I just hate that he's, a meme and a Tumblr sexy man.
He's not even sexy anymore. His sex appeal dried up.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, he used to be a very big sexy man. And, he and Sans are around the same age, so it's not weird. That's also a Danganronpa spoiler. I'm not putting a spoiler for Danganronpa. I love you, but, For context, we have a group chat that we are both in, because I'm recording this on my cell phone, and I just posted several pictures of Sans Maeda in This bitch does not know how children work. He's friends with one awful child who I sadly cosplay. And they're weird together. Kamaeda's canonically gay. There's that scene where he's tied up that I really, really hate.
With the, toast or whatever. Yeah, with the toast. Yeah, you told me about that.
He sounds like that.
He sure does have a voice.
I like Megumi's voice for him.
Megumi is such a good voice actor. Megumi Agata, if you're out there, I love you.
Why would Megumi Magata listen to our podcast about Sans and Kamaeda?
I really hope that she doesn't, but, I love her, okay? I wish my voice could sound like hers.
So you want to sound like Kamaeda is what you're saying?
She has more than just the Kamaeda voice.
Okay, but, hear me out. If you could, if I would appreciate you if you sounded like Kamaeda.
I think, if I sounded like Kamaeda, and then we also have that friend that, kins Kamaeda that also sounds like Kamaeda, I think you would just die.
Then I would do the Kamaeda voice, and he'd immediately, hit me with a bowling ball in the stomach. one thing I love about Kamaeda culture is that, you either, there's Kamaeda kins, which I'm not gonna dive into. But people are real. You can tell when someone is either kin for, hates, or is horny for Kamaeda. Based the culture, if you would. Based on how.
Based on how.
How they draw him or write him.
Yeah.
Because, Kamaeda in canon is kind of gross. He's really sweaty. He drools a lot.
Needs to brush his hair.
Fuck off.
I'm gonna throw a hairbrush at him.
He's gonna get stuck. You're not gonna get it back. I once saw a post on Twitter that was like, Kamaeda is a black lesbian, and I got really tired of after seeing that.
Bitch, where?
He loves men. He's in love with a man.
And that pasty ass. He would glow under a black light.
He does, actually. There's, a moment where, you can go to the movie theater with Kamaeda and go into debt with Kamaeda, and he's like, hello, main character, I love you. And the main character's like, cool, can we get popcorn on my dumb sticker now? And then the main character goes $5 million in debt, and Kamaeda's like, I'll pay it off for you, let me sell my, blood vessels. And he's like, shut up.
You know what? I don't want to know.
Kamaeda, the main character's name is Hajime.
My question was, how do you go $5,000 in debt from watching a fucking movie? No, it's from,
the main character can buy a sticker from Monokuma that's $5 million.
But why?
Because he's like, take the sticker, it'll get you off this island that you're trapped on. He's like, okay, yoink, and then Monokuma's like, fuck you, bye.
That's such an obvious scam.
Do you think the Danganronpa protagonists are fucking smart? when we played maybe 5 minutes of V3.
Not even. We got through, the intro twice. And we were in, the first room. And then we were all like, it's 4 a.m, let's go to bed. And we went to bed, and then because it's the demo, we had to, start all over, and I was like, I don't want to watch the intro again.
We got to the point where, that one guy fell in the locker, right?
No.
Oh.
We were in the first room, and I hadn't left it yet.
No, the guy's in the first room.
Oh. But no, I hadn't seen anything. I was, trying to figure out how to move and look around.
Oh. Remember that one Danganronpa character I constantly shove in your face, I ask you if he's trans or not, and you always say yes?
Yes.
His name's Suichi. Yeah. Okay. He's really fucking stupid. Okay. All of the Danganronpa protagonists are really fucking stupid.
Okay.
At one point, the protagonist of the first game accuses fish of, goldfish in a tank of being the murderer of someone.
Okay.
Kamaeda put salt in my crops, man. Back to Kamaeda. I love Kamulture. I really do. I love when Kamaeda's at a convention will, clearly be uneasy around certain other Kamaedas because they don't like doubles of Kamaeda.
Yeah.
It's what are you doing here, then? Komaida and Junko, I think, are one of the two most popularly cosplayed characters in a while. Like, Junko's the most popular, most cosplayed female character in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records. But it's like, if you're gonna be the sexy man, you have to deal with other sexy men. Like, the Komaida Onceler is not gonna kill you.
So that's the other thing that I have against, like, Sans Maeda is, like, couldn't you at least pick another, like, human person instead of a skeleton? Pick the Onceler.
Well, the Onceler's, like, older than Komaida. The Onceler's, like, in his 30s.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I would hang out with the Onceler. I make out the Onceler, but, like, don't leave the room. Don't leave the room. Don't leave the room. Don't leave the room. Don't leave the room.
Anyways, I didn't know the Onceler was older than Komaida.
Yes, Komaida's
so
like,
so that is understandable, and I take it back.
Komaida's in his early to mid-20s. And just, I don't... I'm gonna ask my friend's kid to draw Komaida for me at one point.
Why?
Because I like Komaida. Like, I will give Komaida this. He is very pretty. He has pretty eyelashes. If I saw him in person, I would deck him immediately. Not like a cosplayer.
But like, Komaida, like, act.
The ever-loving god out of him. No doubt. No cap. I would not be nice to him. I'd be like, hey, why did you bomb a fucking school? How do you not know how to make a fucking milkshake? What is wrong with you? Why'd you take that bitch's hand? Why do you hate my wife so much? She did nothing to you. That's a lie. Just... Can I call him a slur?
Not on recording.
Can I do it after we're done recording?
When we're done recording.
Like, if our friend who's kin for Komaida walked in the room, I'd probably punch him once and, like, get him an ice pack. If Komaida himself teleported through the wall, like that one scene from SpongeBob with the CGI wall, I'd go fucking insane like an ape in a cage.
Okay.
Or, like, I don't know. He's just... I hate how horny he is, like, inherently. Like, he drools, he gets, like, the anime hentai swirly eyes at one point. But also, like, this fucking moron played... I'm sorry for making this entire episode me hatefully info-dumping about this fucking awful man. But, like, this bitch played Russian roulette with 5 bullets in one.
Yeah.
I want to kill him.
I know.
I hate him.
And I don't understand why people put him with Sans.
I think it's because, like, they're both Tumblr sexy men. Also, they both wear cool jackets that smell bad.
Sans, it's just a hoodie. It's not, like, anything special.
Komaida's is a hoodie, too.
Yeah, but at least it's, like, a long hoodie.
Would you want to wear that?
No.
This is a really productive episode of the podcast today, everyone.
But like, I don't know. Sans is a skeleton.
He is.
He don't fuck.
How do you know?
Because skeletons don't have genitals.
You can, like, put a fleshlight inside them. Don't leave the room. Don't leave the room.
This is my one leave the room card.
Don't leave the room. Can you at least close the door? So they're really mad at me, so we're going to talk about Sans for a bit. Hold on.
Honey, can you please come back?
So they're mad at me for my Sans torture, but, like, I don't know why people ship Sans Maeda. I'm not going to Google it. How is...
You're not putting a fleshlight in the fucking skeleton.
Can you say that again?
I said, you're not putting a fleshlight in the skeleton.
Can I say one more awful thing? I will give you another leave the room card if you want.
I've already used it. What is the terrible, awful little thing?
Here's the leave the room card. He has a pelvis, so you could just, like, sit there and thrust at nothing.
But why would you?
The intimacy of it all.
There would be...
It's not for you, it's for Sans.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Don't encourage the skeleton fuckers.
I know, I dated a skeleton fucker once. And, like, she was horny for Sans for a week, then saw a picture of him taking a really intense shit, then never looked at him again. Like,
you know what I ship Sans with?
What?
Fucking therapy.
Same with Kamaeda.
A good night's sleep for once.
Can we put them in a polycule? Anyways, guys, this has been a really fun, productive episode that's gonna be in the history books. Have a good night, everybody. Have any final words, babe?
No skeleton fucking. Leave the poor man alone.
Not gonna happen. Good night, folks.